The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Thank you so much for joining us, Neil. You know, to sum up, is it a question this time that you were just beaten by a much better side?
Yeah. I mean,
from our point of view, every time an FC player has the ball, there's two or three Marine players straight there, and that thing, you know.
We got in at half time. We did everything we wanted to do. You're sat up here. Mm-hmm. The whole ground could hear Charlie Ennis telling the person next to him to head it. He decides not to head it. Decides to try and play out. We get caught. We go 1-0 down. And because we're so fragile at the minute, confidence-wise, teams that we're playing against at the minute, they go 2 and 3 in quick succession, and that's what happens. And from a game that we were still in, we were digging in, we wanted to get to 60 and make our changes, we shoot ourselves in the foot, we undo it, and I can single out the player for making a mistake, but then collectively, you know, we just go. The confidence is literally drained out of our body, and I can't put my finger on where the confidence is coming from. Is it the goalkeeper? Is it the back four? Is it the midfield? Is it the front men? Is it a collective? Is it just confidence is rock bottom? People think that, you know, kind of management, coaching, yeah, all that's everyone thinks it's easy. It's not. The other side of it, the psychology, the confidence, the kind of will to bring people back on, that's a really tough job when you don't know what people are really thinking, and that's a piece of work that we're trying to uncover. There's no point going in there and ranting and raving. The lads are, the confidence is down there, and whether or not it's for a number of factors or calm, got a better play in your Curtis Jones, your Dante, so bad. I don't know. I haven't got a clue what it is. I'm proud of the first half performance, James, and they tried, but we just got undone with really good goals.
Having said that, though, you must have been pleased with the rework defence generally. Obviously, things slightly fell. Yeah. I mean, the first Finlay Sinclair goal was a bit of quality, wasn't it?
It was a great goal, but we give it him because we've just got to head the ball forward, and we're nowhere near. And a bit like Saturday, we address two or three things, and we come out, and one person switches off and goes in the back of the net, and people go, "Why are you still playing him? Why are you not?" You know, someone makes me say, "Why are you playing him?" Because the minute we haven't got other options, you know, we're working hard, we're trying to bring people in. We thought we had one over the line before kickoff, that didn't happen, but you can't knock the lads at your effort and endeavour. Right? We didn't have a lot of attacking pro. We got in good positions first half. You know, we got to the byline two or three times, but the quality wasn't there from players that we expect, you know, to have quality, but it wasn't there. But you come in at half time and you think, right, we address, you know, a few things, and we're buoyant, we're confident, we knew what we needed to do. We knew they'd come at us, stay in the game, and we don't, and we gift them a goal. His second one's a brilliant one, and the third one we switch off on a back stick.
Do you not feel that it's a mark of Marine's quality that players like Donoghue and Bennett weren't able to impose themselves on the game?
100%. And listen, they've got White and Harvey Gregson in there that aren't unbelievable footballers, but what they are is unbelievable work ethic, unbelievable grafters. Mm. They seem to be always there on the first and the second ball. But we've got good technicians and lads who have got the energy to work over them, but too many times we're losing key battles in key areas. And I thought we didn't do first half, but when you stand off in second half and allow them to do it, and then they can go up to the top end, like Sol Solomon and Finn and obviously Bobby Grant, you know, and then they've got big leaders at the back, you know, in your Doyle's, etc. So it becomes a bit of a uphill task, but, you know, we've still got good players out there, and we've got to try and work it out, what's stopping them, because if you come and watch training, you know, you wouldn't say confidence is an issue. We can see the goal in a game and the confidence kind of drains out of us, and it's how do you repair that? And there's no point tossing teacups around and shouting at them, because they have really tried, but obviously it's not been good enough again.
I know it's too little too late, but were you at least heartened to some small degree by the way McLaughlin and Brian did bring some, actually created a bit at the end?
Excellent. You know, Deck would have started tonight, you know, and we've probably given him too long tonight because he's feeling it after the game. Trevon had a really tough day on Saturday, and confidence is kind of zapped from him. And when you're at a pro club, you try and build him back up. And we didn't want the pressure of playing at home today from the fans, so bring him on and kind of play pressure-free. Thought he did really well. We would have loved to have started, you know, your Decks and your Trevons and so on, but we didn't. And to be honest, the game plan, if we would have made that decision, if the right decision outside the box before the first goal is the correct one, you might sling Deck on and Trevon, you know, with half an hour to go at 0-0 and you go and sneak one. But it wasn't to be. So when they come on, they're chasing the game, and then you become a little bit more open and exposed. And when they've got quality that they've got, they definitely hurt us.
OK, well, finally, looking forward. So Gainsborough on Saturday. Gainsborough just slightly below FC in the league. You will really be looking for a reaction and a result there.
I think, of course we are. You know, we look at it all the time, and, you know, you go to Matlock, who were just above us, and, you know, for some reason we don't get out of the traps, we don't perform. So I don't think it's whether or not it's Gainsborough, Matlock, or at the minute it's Marine or Radcliffe. I think there's this tendency that when we concede one, we look like we're going to concede two or three, and that's not a passing drill, that's not a shape exercise, that's not a shooting exercise on a Thursday night. That's sticking together and getting through this, because this is the toughest moment I've ever found in my managerial career. Definitely 100%. These are the toughest times that some of the lads are facing in the career, and the only way that you ever get out of things is by working hard. And that sounds really basic. Of course there'll be a lot of people with, you know, kind of opinions on the game tonight. All honestly, I'm concerned about is that group in there, because they're really, really hurting, and I know that how much they want to play for the club, how much I want to manage the club. They're really hurting, and we need to dig them out of this, because, you know, yeah, we won 4 out of 6, but then whatever happened has happened. In the last two games, we've conceded 6 goals, we've lost both goals, and it's like that feel good factors that we had against Stafford, against Bradford, etc., has been sucked out of us. But, you know, confidence is one of the things we've got to try and get a bounce and a smile back on people's faces on Thursday, and with that, maybe bring in one or two new faces, which we have got one in, which I'll tell you now. James got a new keeper in from Man City, okay, along to the end of the season. He just missed the deadline today. I think we need something different, mm-hmm, you know, and that's nothing against Pat. I think, mm-hmm, we just need a bit more experience there, a bit more of a vocal presence, and whether or not that can change our back line. But we're going to start working. The work starts now for Saturday. As the work started Saturday for tonight, and you look like that we haven't done a great deal of work because we've got beat 3-0. Well, we've done so much work, so we just gotta stick in there. You know, I just had a quick conversation with the management team on the pitch about kind of a couple of things, but, you know, unless I'm told otherwise, I'll be here on Thursday, and we'll be trying to put it right, and we'll be trying to get the right result against Gainsborough on Saturday.
But for what it's worth, anyway, we felt the effort was there tonight, and I think that towards Marine looked like a National League North side that may be of no comfort to you, but I think it was a very big contrast from Saturday.
No, it is, and the reason why I respect Neil Young so much, and I've got so much respect for him, he's done it in the National League. You know, he will tell you, you know, what kind of money he's going around at Marine, we'll be honest, and mm-hmm, but he also knows with that brings a little bit of pressure, and, you know, he's kind of knows exactly where we're at, but he's a good guy, and I wish him kind of every success. But like I said, Saturday, that was nothing to do with money, that was to do with lack of work, lack of effort. I think tonight you saw, you know, kind of the bigger players took centre stage and had more quality than what we had, but we still had bags of desire. And, you know, we'll continue to work with our desire and try and get a bit more quality through the door. And if we can do that, then we'll try and give people a game. But you've got to credit with Marine and say, beat them at a better side. We've undone ourselves slightly, James, but we've got beat.
Well, thanks, Neil, for a comprehensive, honest interview as usual. What's done is done. Have a good training on Thursday, and we'll see you again on Saturday.
Brilliant. Cheers, James. Ciao.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.